Thank you for checking out Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, and this is a podcast about tips on better parenting, okay? Because that's how we make better individuals. This is episode 12. I want to talk about protecting your body and how it starts at home. It doesn't start when your child goes to school. It doesn't start when they're 12. It doesn't start when they're 15. You don't start having that conversation at prom. You don't start having it at their graduation. The moment your child starts asking you questions, 3 to 5, great time to have it at a certain level, okay? 6 to 8, great time to go into more detail. 9 to 13, great time to talk about what's happening, what they're seeing changing, what they have to look forward to. All of their teenage years, great time to keep an open communication with them so they understand what's really going on, and so they're not surprised by anything someone might say, someone might show them, or what somebody think they might do. Okay? Parents have a responsibility to teach kids how to look out for themselves. We have to acknowledge these kids will grow up, okay, with or without us. Children who are exposed to adult activity tend to try what was done to them with other kids, other teenagers. So you have to talk about it. Stop thinking that you're raising your child in this bubble, sending them to private school. Stop thinking you're raising your child in this bubble, sending them to public school. Stop thinking because your child does great academically, great at sports, does their chores at home, is very happy that they're not dappling into something on the internet, dappling into a conversation they're having on a game. Okay, there's lots of reasons on why kids are stuck in this game world, because they might be avoiding something in real life that they need to do, or changes that are happening to them or for them in real life that are out of their control. So you have to keep an open communication with them. This episode will not be long, but it will be something for parents to think about, probably rethink what they thought was the time frame, and get on top of their responsibility. And your responsibility as a parent is to inform, guide, and teach your child all their options that they have to be successful. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. So let's get into teaching your kids how to protect themselves. Number one, we're not using baby words for body parts or what's done to our bodies. Don't start it. You won't have to finish it, okay? Number two, talk about the human body with respect. Whether you're talking about a woman, whether you're talking about a little girl, whether you're talking about a boy, whether you're talking about a man, talk about the human body with respect, because you cannot respect yourself if you don't respect another human being. Number three, let kids know they can say no. Let me say that again. Let your children know that they can say no, okay? They can say no to someone wanting to hug them. They can say no to someone wanting to kiss them. They can say no to someone wanting to sit by them or have them sit on their lap. They can say no to staying after school with a teacher that they're uncomfortable with. They can say no to staying in the principal's office as like a teacher's pet or a principal's pet or a helper if they don't want to do that. Your children will be put in situations where you will not be there, and you have to make sure they know what to do. All right. Next thing is make sure your children know that some adults are not safe. All adults are not created equal. All adults do not have their best intentions. That's why I'm not really big on sleepovers. If I don't know a parent, the odds are my child is not going to be going to nobody's house where I don't know the parent. It's just not happening. I'm not comfortable with it. And I need to know that the quality and the values that another parent has in their household are very similar to mine. If they are not similar to mine, then I'm not going to feel comfortable leaving my child over there. Can my child go over there while I'm there? Maybe. But when I leave, my kids leave. I don't care if they beg me at the door, can they stay? I don't care if they like, well, why can't they come over to our house? You cannot beg me into submission. You cannot make me feel bad because you're going to be sad that you have to leave. Get your shoes on and let's go. Okay? That's with relatives. That's with family. That's with friends. That's with play dates. Okay? Teach your children not to keep secrets. Okay? That's a big thing. Teach them what a secret is. And also teach them the difference between secrets and surprises. Okay? If something is a surprise, it doesn't include someone touching you inappropriately, someone telling you not to tell anybody because y'all did something, you seeing another person's body part, you watching an inappropriate video, or you listening to inappropriate songs, or you looking at inappropriate pictures. That is not a surprise. That is someone that's trying to manipulate you. Teach your children about what manipulation is and what it looks like, what it sounds like. Also teach them what blackmail is. Also teach them how someone constantly buying things for you, giving you money, being nice to you. Every time they see you, they want to hug you or kiss you on the cheek. Teach them that that's a red flag too. Because you can see a friend and not have to hug a friend. You can see a friend and not have to kiss a friend. Adults cannot be best.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Besties with kids. Let me say that one more time. Adults cannot be besties with kids. Adults cannot be a girlfriend or boyfriend to a child. And as long as you are under 18, you are a child. You could be a teenager, but you are a child. You could be a preteen, but you are a child. Okay? If you can't file your taxes, you are a child. All right? Now, it is very important before your child becomes a preteen that they know the difference between safe touches and unsafe touches. No one should be touching you across your chest. No one should be touching you in your lower back. No one should be touching your mouth. No one should be touching your hair and caressing your hair. No one should be touching on your legs. No one should be rubbing on your legs. No one should be touching the hem of your skirt. No one should be patting you on the butt repeatedly or rubbing you on the butt. No one should be putting your leg on their thighs and rubbing on your leg. No one should be giving you any massages at school or on the bus or after school or at practice. None of that. None of that. There should be no time where you're just laying in bed with your friend at your friend's house with the door closed. There should be no time where you're in a closet with your friend being quiet and they don't want to turn on the lights, but they're touching you or they want to hug. Nobody should be in the stall bathroom with you. All right? You go in the bathroom to use the bathroom. Number one or number two, hopefully not number two at school, you wipe yourself, you flush with your feet, you go to that sink, you wash your hands, you make sure you look presentable, you fix your clothes, and you walk out. The bathroom is not a place to hang out. It's not a place for someone to show you their underwear. It's not a place for someone to show you what they have in their bag. It's not a place for you to see what they got going on in the bathroom, in the stall. Like, mind your business, use the bathroom, and get out. Always keep communication between you and your child clear and available. I don't care if you live in a home with your kid, they should be always able to reach you. I don't care if you don't live in a home with your kid, they should always be able to reach you, whether it's email, text, FaceTime, or call. Or they can go to your house. Or they know the code for your garage. Y'all, and when I say y'all, I mean and the parents and the child should always have an emergency step-by-step procedure. Meaning, if your child is lost, your child should automatically know in their mind right now at this moment what's the steps for them to get back to you. I've always asked the girls this randomly. If they're in the store and they go to pick up something and they turn around, I'm not there, who are you going to go to help? How are you going to approach them? How are you going to pick this person to go to for help? What is my full name? What is your phone number? Who do you leave that store with if you have to leave that store? Like, these are important things for you to ask your kids. There's a lot of kids right now who have all of the best games, the iPads, the toys, the sneakers, the gadgets, and they don't know their address. They don't know their parents' phone numbers. They don't know their parents' work numbers. They don't know what their parents do for a living. They don't know their parents' real name. They don't know who's the second best person to go to if their parents are not available. They don't know friends' emergency numbers. Do you even have emergency numbers on your fridge right now for your kids to see if they are at home? Does your kids know what to do if a part of the house is on fire? Do they know how to open a window? Do they know where the extinguisher is? Do they know how to unlock and lock the door? Like, these are important things that your kids need to know to protect their bodies. Okay? I'm not just talking anything sexual. I'm not just talking people harassing your child. I'm talking about how do they protect themselves in situations where you, for whatever reason, are not there. When your child goes into a restroom and for whatever reason you did not go into the restroom with your child and you thought it was going to be safe, do they know what to do if they go into a stall that they thought was empty and somebody's in there? Do they know how to scream if they have a chance to scream? Do they know how to make it difficult for someone to be able to pick them up and walk away with them? Do they know how to hold on to someone's ankles? Do they know how to be aware of their surroundings when they're somewhere? Or is your child someone that's like locked into their game, locked into their iPad, locked into their cell phone? These are all things that you need to be discussing with your teenagers and your preteens, and even younger sometimes, on how to protect yourself when adults are not around that you trust. Okay? And just because you're at a park or you're outside or in a store and you see someone with kids, it doesn't mean that person is automatically safe. Okay? Role play. Perfect. Perfect timing. Role play. What would you do if? Do this often with your kids. What would you do if you were on the bus and there was a bus accident and you had a cell phone or your friend had a cell phone? Can you call me? Do you know how to get in contact with me? If I don't answer, who's the next person you will call? What would you do if you got on the bus but you didn't see your sister? What would you do if you got to school, you went to go pick your sister up or your brother up and they were not in class? What's your next step? Do you know my first and last name? Do you know where I work? Do you know my work number? Do you know your dad's work number? Do you know your uncle's work number? Do you know your cousin's number just in case it's an emergency? What if you get home and you realize you lost your key? What's the next step? What's the best neighbor on the street that your parents told you to trust to see if you can use their phone? Do you know that you should stand outside and use their phone in front of their door? Do not walk into their home. Like, these are all the things you have to be talking to your kids about. These are all the things that's going to make sure when your child goes missing or there's an emergency, you trust the decision making of your child. And it's always a reflection of parenting. Because when things go wrong with kids, automatically the world looks at the parents like, why didn't your child know better? What were you not doing as far as guiding your child? You know what I'm saying? And they look for ways where they assume a parent might be guilty. And if you don't want to be put in that position or judged in that way, you have to be on top of what you need to do. You have to be on top of what needs to be done. Conversations that need to be had. I know it's not comfortable talking to your preteen about sex. I know it's not comfortable talking to your preteen about puberty. I know it's not comfortable talking to your preteen about sexual abuse. I know it's not comfortable talking to your preteen about what men do, what women do, what kids do, and what inappropriate things are on the internet. But you have to talk to them about it, because if you don't talk to them about it, somebody else is going to talk to them and possibly give them the wrong information and manipulate them into doing or saying something that they should not be saying or doing. This is the reality. Okay? It is 2025. If you gave your child a smartphone, you have opened them up to the world. It is 2025. If your child has a PS4, or a PS5 or an Xbox, you have opened them up to a world where anything can be said and anything goes. There's parental controls on most things, but even through that, somehow inappropriate adults still get through. Okay? YouTube, somehow, it's a kid's show, but they're talking about adult things on the kid's show. And they're repeating it, so it's embedded in your child's mind. And if you spent the time to listen and watch what your child were watching, you wouldn't notice, and you would pick up on things, okay? Explain what boundaries are to your kids. Explain what consent is to your kids. Explain what a pedophile is to your kids. A pedophile can be a man or a woman who preys on kids, wants to do things that are inappropriate to kids, manipulates kids, and they must be called out, not protected. You have to explain to your child what sexual abuse is, what grooming looks like, what grooming sounds like. You have to explain to your child what is the proper age of a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You have to share with your child what words to use in case of emergency, and they don't want to be embarrassed. If you got your period in class, walking up to the front of the class or interrupting the teacher, what are some things you can say privately so everybody doesn't know? What are some precautionary things you should carry with you at all times to prevent that? And even if you have sons, you should still be educating your sons on what a period is. What happens to girls? If this happens to a girl at school and you have a hoodie and you want to do something for her and she doesn't have anything, she has an accident, maybe you offering your hoodie to cover up her pants or her skirt might be something great. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you have a sweater and you want to help her so she's not embarrassed, offer your sweater so she could tie it around her waist. You know, if she's embarrassed and she doesn't want to come out the bathroom, get her first and last name, go to the office and let someone in the office know she needs help. Your son should not be oblivious to what happens to girls during puberty. Your daughter should not be oblivious to what happens to boys when their bodies are changing and their voices cracking and they're growing hair on their face. It shouldn't be something where they feel comfortable to tease your sons at school. And this is why sometimes as a parent bothers me that fathers and mothers have this narrow-minded mindset of how they're going to talk to their children about sex, how they're going to talk to their children about protecting themselves, how they're going to talk to their children about puberty. Let them know all of it. Because there are grown men and women ignorant to what's going on with their kids. Because nobody had the conversation with them when they were younger and they grew up in this bubble thinking, oh, I don't have to know what that is because I got sons, or I don't have to know what my woman is going through because somebody else can tell her or somebody else can help her. It's ignorant. It's ignorant. And that's what starts the lack of empathy between men and women as they get older and as their body goes through changes. Okay. There's so many men who have multiple kids that do not know what women go through during pregnancy. There's so many men who have multiple kids that do not understand what a woman needs during her cycle. There's so many men who have daughters who do not want to know, do not want to learn, do not want to understand what needs to be told or done with their daughters during their cycle. Oh, go to your mom with that. Oh, you need to talk to your mom. Or let me call my sister. No. Whether you have a son or a daughter, your child should be able to depend on a mother and a father. Period. This is not the battle of the sexes, okay? Now, the next thing, and I said it earlier, your child needs to know what steps to take just in case something happens that they were not prepared for, or something was done to them. Like if your child was sexually abused, what are the steps that you need to take in order to make sure you get the proper help? Do not shower. Do not wash what was used during this. Do not wash your hands because that's evidence. Do not change your clothes. Go to the office. If you're somewhere where there's an office, call 911, call your parents, go somewhere safe, talk to the police officers. Once a parent gets there with you, you're going to have to go to the hospital. They're going to do their own steps to go through. And this is for boys or girls, because a lot of times what happens when kids are sexually abused or molested is they try to cover it up because of shame, because they're in shock, because they don't want nobody to know, because they think that's going to be the one and only time that that happens. And a lot of times what works in the abuser's hands is the fact that your child doesn't say anything. Your child doesn't tell anybody. Your child discards everything that happened during that time and tries to cover it up. And so what happens is that person feels that confidence to either do it again to that same child or do it to another child because they got away with it already. And so we have to nip it in the bud. I come from a generation that considered any type of abuse family business or that stays in my house, right? I'm raising my children to understand no abuse gets kept secret, okay? And if I am not doing what I need to do to make sure if you experience any of that, please go tell somebody so they can help you, right? Because when a child is abused in any way, they never forget that. And they live with that, and that abuse or that molestation shapes all of their relationships with people from that moment on. Okay? A lot of the reason why a lot of men and women don't trust people is because of what they experienced as children or teenagers. A lot of how your parents don't like people or don't have a lot of friends is because they don't know what is a friend, because maybe the person that abused them felt like a friend and now they can't trust it. And if you don't go seek therapy and you're raising kids and you don't know how to protect yourself, you cannot teach your child how to protect themselves. You cannot teach your child about body positivity if you don't feel positive about your body. It's just not going to translate well. Your child is not going to believe you. So all of these things are ways on how your child needs to learn how to protect their body at home, mentally, emotionally, physically. Okay. And if you do this, then how your child carries themselves in the world will always be with confidence. They will feel secure. They will feel an ability to face what someone is trying to do to them. Because when your child lives in this illusion of everyone's good, let me just see the good in all people, you leave your child open to a possibility of someone being able to manipulate them, that they are a good person. Okay. And I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but you just have to be mindful of the type of world that we live in. And we have to stop trying to put our responsibility in parenting on society, because we had those children. So we have a duty and a responsibility on what we do with those children to prepare them for being in an adult world. But thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. You can find me at cozywombmama@gmail.com if you want to email me. If you have any products that you would like to sell on the show or be a sponsor of Cozy Womb, I am open to it. Just email me and let me know. You can find me at the Cozy Womb Podcast. CZYWMB Podcast on IG and on Twitter. TikTok is no more. So I'm just preparing for that transition. And you can check out this podcast and old episodes from 2018 up until now that talk about babies, the process of being pregnant, co-parenting, school, all the things. I'm trying to prep for a new season. I want to say coming in March, where I'm going to focus on the education system for kids. I did have a lot of fun with this season. It's not over yet, but I'm just realizing that there's so much that we do not talk about with teenagers, and we just expect them to know. And I'm just like, how will they know if we don't teach them? How will we know if we don't talk about the things that we need to talk about? How would they know how to be better people if we are not better people? But anywho, thank you again for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. Another podcast you can check out is the Baby Daddy Chronicles. There's so many great parenting podcasts out there. And sometimes I feel bad because people give podcasts a bad name because they always look at the negative podcasts, but there's lots of great positive podcasts out here to really talk to parents and parents-to-be and educators. And I'm just happy to be one of them. Peace.